So the New York billionaire with no political experience beat two senators and a governor. Donald Trump's 7-state win last night puts him well ahead of Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio in the delegate count. And now Trump wants to make friends on Capitol Hill.
I'm going to get along great with Congress, okay? Paul Ryan, I don't know him well, but I'm sure I'm going to get along great with him. And if I don't, he's going to have to pay a big price, okay? Okay.
That's Donald Trump last night speaking at his estate in Palm Beach. Joining me now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Are you in Palm Beach with Donald Trump?
Oh, I could only wish. Up in the shadow of the Capitol,
yes,
of course,
indeed.
John.
So how are they feeling? How are they feeling up there?
Yeah, the answer is just not good. I don't have another way to say it. We've been reporting over the weeks about all the consternation and angst among congressional Republicans about the prospect of a Donald Trump nomination. We're going to take a step back a couple of feet first and then go into the hallways of the Capitol, John, because now the consternation is open and explicit. But imagine a Super Tuesday when the presumptive Republican nominee has a steamroller rolling across the country and the Speaker of the House of his party has to say this, Paul Ryan.
This party does not prey on people's prejudices. We appeal to their highest ideals. This is the party of Lincoln. We believe all people are created equal in the eyes of God and our government. This is fundamental. And if someone wants to be our nominee, they must understand this. I hope this is the last time I need to speak out on this race.
Well, I think Paul Ryan can speak till he's blue in the face, but the voters have spoken also.
Paul Ryan has been trying not to speak until he's blue in the face. He avoids all questions about the presidential race for probably obvious reasons. He's the chairman of the convention and doesn't want to dive into the fight that's going on the campaign trail, but felt compelled to. You know what he was talking about, Donald Trump's slowness to disavow David Duke and the KKK. A sideshow maybe, except Super Tuesday yesterday, a day to celebrate a front runner's victories across the country? No, a day when Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, by the way, both had to step to microphones to make it clear that congressional Republicans disavow David Duke and the KKK. It's a messaging disaster so far. Now, let me take you into the hallways of Capitol Hill, John. Again, we've talked about how down ballot Republicans who are going to run for re-election are starting to say, oh, gosh, I might be in trouble here if Donald Trump is at the top of my ticket. In the hallways, as you walk around, you talk to some backbench Republicans in the Senate, and they're kind of transactional. They say, you know, well, people will make calculations if Donald Trump is going to bring a lot of people out to the polls. Maybe for some folks, it won't be such a bad thing. You adjust your message. People will kind of calculate like that. John, nobody in the Senate Republican leadership, the guys responsible for getting people elected, think that at all. Here's John Cornyn, second in command for Senate Republicans. He's pretty explicit.
I don't know what's going to happen in November, but I'm concerned that if you have a controversial and unpopular figure running at the top of the ticket, obviously it's going to have a negative impact on our ability to maintain the majority in the Senate.
But where does he get this unpopular figure idea? I mean, Trump is popular. I mean, he may not be, you know, have enough votes to beat Hillary Clinton, and yeah, the polls certainly show that he's popular.
He's not talking about Texas, John. He's talking about the purple states that we've talked about, Wisconsin and Ohio, places where Republicans need to win to maintain their majority. That was number two in the Republican leadership. Let's go to number three, John Thune, Republican. Listen to him.
I hope that when our nominating process is through that we'll have somebody we can unify behind. But I don't think that members of Congress and senators who are running this year, they need to focus on their own races. They need to take care of business at home and win their races.
So who in the Republican Party is going to say, excuse us, Mr. Trump, you've made a great effort, but we don't think you're qualified to be our candidate? Nobody can do that.
So those voices are all over the place, John. There are efforts now to start super PACs, establishment super PACs, to raise millions from Republican ranks against Donald Trump. Let me give you one voice. I'll tell you one person who we play on this show a lot. Lindsey Graham himself, the man who goes around and says that Republicans are in a world of hurt, said something remarkable yesterday to a group of us. He said, you know what? I never thought I'd have to say this. We're going to have to rally around Ted Cruz. Maybe that's the only way we can stop this. Believe me, Lindsey Graham and people like him in the Senate and the establishment, Republicans who've run before, that's the thing they never wanted to have to say.
Might be a little late in the game for that, even though. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.